You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Seth Knapp, founder of Growth Hacker Space, an online publication dedicated to helping businesses make the most out of the least. Seth, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome. Interesting topic, content marketing. How has content marketing evolved over the last 5 years, for starters?
Well, the biggest way is actually how it impacts SEO. SEO in and of itself is pretty much dead as we know it, or in traditional forms. And that's mostly a result with Google and their algorithm evolving over time. SEO 5 years ago was more manipulative and relied on a lot of backlinking. And there's a lot of ways you could manipulate your page essentially to the top of Google. And what's happened over time now is Google is actually rewarding high-quality content. In fact, their latest update is actually rewarding it so much that it's even rewarding you for mostly for the content that you generate yourself, so even other blogs and such that pick up your type of content or anything you push doesn't get rewarded. So what's happened is content marketing has really just kind of, you know, even as short as 5 years ago, has been something that was seen as just kind of complementary to now. It's actually the number one source for actually driving organic content or organic traffic, I should say, to your website. But it's also the number one way that you're able to build trust among your consumers nowadays. So it's become this unbelievable free resource for actually marketing yourself, which helps you to subsequently market your business and your brand as a whole.
What kinds of businesses or business professionals need to focus on content marketing?
It really comes down to what you're trying to achieve. Ideally now, as you know, I just kind of mentioned, especially with the way SEO, as we know it, is pretty much dead, and now content really is your true source of SEO. Pretty much anyone with a website actually should be focusing on it. So the biggest question you really need to ask yourself when it comes down to your business, or if you're an entrepreneur or a business professional, is who your customer is, who you're trying to reach with this kind of content, and how am I going to reach them with this content. And that's really going to help you to start to develop and curate a high-quality plan so that you can start pushing the right kind of content to really help you get the kinds of results that you desire. Because in this day and age, with the way content has become so powerful, everyone really needs to be trying to rely on it, and now you really just need to break down the logistics of it and find out the real ways that it's going to actually benefit you, your brand, your personal brand, or yourself individually.
Seth, what are a few key areas to focus on when one is writing high-quality content?
I would say probably the most important factor to focus on is to make sure that you're writing to your audience. You want to know truly who you're trying to reach with this, and who they are and what drives them. From there, some of the other factors that are pretty important are just making sure that you keep it simple and that the content itself is going to be readable, because we live in this society of short bursts and short attention span. Probably the final factor that's going to help you write high-quality content is going to be to consider the platform for which you're distributing it on. If it's social media, a personal blog, things, you know, just as far as length and how they're being distributed are major factors. So, you know, probably the platform itself that it's being distributed on, the consumer itself, what drives them, and you know, I think they're really making sure that you empathize with them and their pain points are going to be the most important things to ensure that you're creating very high quality content.
Today we're joined by Seth Knapp, founder of Growth Hacker Space, an online publication dedicated to helping businesses make the most out of the least here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Seth, what role does social media play in content marketing today?
Social media really plays two major roles, I would say. One is that it's probably the main source right now for actually getting your content distributed and increasing that organic reach. So the biggest thing you need to understand with this, with that as well, though, is understanding that each platform in and of itself is native. The message travels differently on these platforms, and different messages are received differently on different platforms, such as Tumblr, Twitter, and, you know, your blog itself, Facebook. So understanding that how these platforms are native to themselves is a major factor that you want to consider, and how social media really affects content marketing. But social media itself now too has become a major factor and role in content, because it's now content in and of itself. Where we do live in this short society, we have short attention spans, and it's very difficult to engage your consumers. So a lot of times we live in these 140-character short bursts and in quick blurbs and things like that. So social media has pretty much become a very high-quality source of content as well, too, and that's something that people really need to try to master when they're using these platforms, to make sure that they're getting the most out of them and they're setting themselves on their social media platforms as well, too.
Lastly, what is your mission at Growth Hacker Space overall?
The mission at Growth Hacker Space, as you touched on earlier, is to just help business professionals and individuals, I guess, as a whole, to get the most with the least amount of resources. You know, luckily we do live in this global marketplace where we have the entire world at our fingertips in a very inexpensive manner due to the evolution of the internet, mobile devices, and technology as a whole. And as a result of that, there's a lot of avenues and tips and tricks and different ways to, different channels to distribute things that make it quite easy, actually, to get the most out of your marketing budget and PR, and to gain new customers with very little resources. And we just want to be a highly trusted resource for our readers, to make sure that, you know, they're able to compete with bigger brands and businesses who might have a larger budget and rely more on traditional marketing. We want to provide them with the tools and the know-how to be able to compete with them and gain market share with them when they don't have the same kinds of resources.
Sounds like a fantastic place to take advantage of. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Growth Hacker Space online?
So you can go to the website itself. It's www.growthhackerspace.com. We have a Twitter feed that is @growth_space. And we actually have just released an iOS app in the App Store. It's a free download as well, so that way you can get your content from Growth Hacker Space in the mobile form, and it's nice and easy and optimized for your mobile device.
You certainly got to love that. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, I think the most important thing, just to kind of iterate on, is that when you're writing content, you want to make sure that you're always keeping that audience in mind. You make sure that you're actually writing to them and focusing on their needs, and most importantly, their pain points. Because if your reader, in this case, is feeling that you're able to empathize with them and you understand them, you're more likely to gain their trust and subsequently gain their business and them as a loyal customer. Because the number one driver of consumer behavior is always going to be emotion. And if you can relate to your customer and show that empathy, you're going to be much better off in the long run in terms of getting their business and actually keeping their business.
Well, Seth, it certainly has been good to catch up with you and know more about Growth Hacker Space. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Seth Knapp, founder of Growth Hacker Space, an online publication dedicated to helping businesses make the most out of the least. And once again, the website of reference is growthhackerspace.com. EPNChannel.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.